Hey, hello, this is Cheap Astronomy, www.cheapastro.com, and this is What's On in 2010. Well, it's my great pleasure to introduce Mr. Steve Nerlich from Cheap Astronomy. And Steve, I understand you're going to tell us about an exciting new direction you'll be taking with the Cheap Astronomy podcasts, which I understand already have a huge global following. Well, thanks. Huge is a relative term, of course. The podcast feed is averaging 71 subscribers at the moment, and I see even more downloads than that from the Cheap Astronomy website stats. At the moment, there's just over 54 megabyte audio files on the site, which gives you a total of 200 megabytes, and at the moment I'm getting over 10 gigabytes downloaded every month, which kind of sounds huge. Oh, that's fabulous. A lot of that download volume is probably just small numbers of people downloading everything, which is very gratifying in itself, but nonetheless it seems I do have well over 100 listeners. Not sure if they're the same people all the time, but whatever, it's all very flattering. And apparently I'm big in Norway, or at least I was for a couple of days there. Is that right? You get these funny spikes in your feed stats sometimes. There are a couple of days when I was registering 60 views from Norway. So, haul eyes and god dag to all you folks. And, Steve, you don't think you're a bit full of yourself? No, and I hope other people wouldn't see it that way. I think the web stats is just data I'm sharing. I am way out here in the fringes of podcast world, and I don't really expect that to change. But as long as the numbers stay positive, I'm keen to pursue this. So, for 2010, I'd like to try new things, hopefully to see what works and what doesn't. You know, I like to think some listeners might be trying out blogging or podcasting for the first time, and they're interested in the best ways to do that. So, as well as doing astronomy, perhaps this podcast can be a kind of experiment about just what makes for an entertaining science podcast. Hey, well, that's very interesting. And this brings us nicely to those new directions for the podcast. What's it all about, then? Well, 2009 was the International Year of Astronomy, and I feel quite chuffed that in that year I managed to publish 52 weekly podcasts, 12 of which were 365 Days of Astronomy podcasts. I couldn't have planned it better, really, and I didn't. But that was 2009. I'd like to think 2010 is a whole new deal. I still like the research and the writing that goes into doing this sort of standard 10-minute monologue format, and I hope to keep my hand in there by keeping on feeding more podcasts to the 2010 365 Days project. But I'd like to find more time for other things. For example, I've just started writing for Universe Today. So with all that in the mix, I thought that just for the Cheap Astronomy feed, I might look at a different kind of balance. So at the moment, I'm thinking an interview format might be the best way forward. Oh, you mean try and communicate astronomy through a sort of conversation between you and someone else? You know, I think someone might have got there before you, laddie. Well, sure, but it does seem to be the winning formula in podcast world at the moment. I was interested to hear recently that Planetary Radio is now shifting away from doing monologues towards having more of a conversational format for their show. So I figure I'll try the same sort of thing. I mean, it's either that or try for a George Shrab-esque approach of having it still being all me, but with different voices and characters, but no, I don't think I have that sort of range. And I imagine George puts in a huge amount of work to do what he does anyway. Yeah, I think you might be pushing it to try anything like that. You should play to your strengths, Steve. I mean, you've got a nice thing going here with your 52 podcasts already. You got that nice intro thing and the no ads, no profit, just good science catchphrase. It's your thing, laddie. You should hang on to it. Well, thanks. I definitely think that the core business of an astronomy website is to do astronomy, so there's no intention of getting away from that. Well, why don't we do some of that now, then? So what do you think of some of the interesting stuff coming our way in 2010? Well, I think the International Year of Astronomy was a huge success in terms of raising awareness about astronomy's media potential. In many ways, it is probably the sexiest science in terms of quickly grabbing people's interest, so I hope we'll see more mainstream media having a go at it. Hey, it's a bit baffling, don't you think, that the Australian TV media seems to steer clear of astronomy? With all the great stuff here in the Southern Hemisphere's night sky. Yes, there seems to be a grossly misinformed view in the ABC management that no one wants science shows anymore. When all the signs really point to the opposite being true. Hopefully some senior person will get a few slaps around the head before long, and then they'll get back to doing good science TV like Catalyst. And maybe something in astronomy? Who knows? You know, I like the idea that every Australian should know how to find south with the Southern Cross as a bare minimum level of astronomy knowledge. A lot of schools already cover this sort of thing, but I do think we've got a way to go there with public outreach efforts. Hey, very interesting. And what else is happening out in space, Steve? Well, 2010 is the year the American Space Shuttle program is set to retire, and despite various murmurings to the contrary, I think they'll probably go through with that. Before that, though, I'm looking forward to them installing what's called the cupola on the ISS, which is really just this observation dome giving you 360-degree views of the station, and of space, of course. And it'll be the first part of the space station not to look like the inside of a shipping container. Aye, smashing. And what other things have caught your eye? Well, there's a whole new generation of space telescopes and ground-based sky surveys that are going to bring a whole new set of data to the table. I'm not sure there'll be any special eureka moments, but I think cosmology might have a bit of a shake-up, where we'll see some progress towards further deducing what the heck dark matter is, and I am wondering if the current dark energy theory is going to stay afloat. You may want to tease that one out a bit, Steve. Well, I think there are two disparate issues that may have got unnecessarily tangled together. The universe's expansion does seem to be accelerating, and that does imply some mysterious forces involved. Fair enough. And okay, why not call it dark energy? But then as a whole separate issue, we've gone out and measured the geometry of the universe and found that it's flat. So to answer that, we say that 74% of the universe must be dark energy. That seems quite an intellectual leap to me, as though we're just pulling together two disconnected issues to explain something, because we don't have enough data to explain it any other way. Oh, I see. I mean, there is something strange in the fact that the universe is flat, and that it seems to have been flat long before dark energy was needed to explain that flatness. So part of the puzzle here seems to be about why the universe has always been flat, and why it is that circumstances seem to change in order to ensure that flatness retains as the universe expands. Yeah, okay. I mean, really, Steve, you're just making this up as you go, aren't you? I mean, it's not like you have one of those PhD thingies. Oh, sure, look, I'm just some guy. I'm just suggesting this might be an area where we will see a lot of theory shifting as more data comes in. I really haven't a clue where we'll go with all that, and I wouldn't know what to do with the data if I fell over it. And in any case, I'm not sure I'm saying anything groundbreaking here. I think most professional astronomers and astrophysicists would probably agree this is an area of cosmology with many more questions than answers. Aye, fair enough, laddie. And, well, I think we're about done. But, would you like to do another one of these sometime? I think it's quite fun. Sure thing, I look forward to that. And thank you for doing this today. Yeah, okay, Steve. See you then. Bye. Aye, what a nice chap. Oh, and this is where I see, thanks for listening. And I mean that, really, I do. This is me from Cheap Astronomy, www.cheapastro.com. And Cheap Astronomy offers an educational website where... I don't think I can do this. It's cheap in this space stuff, okay? Oh, and no ads, no profit, just good science. Oh, it's just grand all this. Yeah, bye.